escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
That's right. It's your boy, Anthony Gallo. And I've got you all the way till 6 o'clock on the Fan, New York City, 888-808-1019 is the number to call, as always. And things are looking up. Baseball looking good in the city. College football today. NFL next week. Everything is starting to look up. Yes, bittersweet. As a guy who loves the summer winds down. But everything is optimism with the football teams. Optimism with the baseball teams. One maybe more than the other. But we start with my Metsies. We'll get into the Yankees, all that, the Giants, the Jets. Maybe we'll talk a little bit of Arch Manning as this unimpressive, boring game continues. But the Mets last night have another night where you can't help but start to feel good. And I'm not trying. You know me. Outside of the last 3 weeks, I'm usually glass half full, forever the optimist. And as much as I am optimistic with where the offense is, where the pitching staff looks like it could be going, the bullpen obviously has a lot of questions, I still have this dark cloud feeling over this Mets team. And they go and they win the next two. You know, maybe that subsides a little bit. But I still have this feeling, this notion that, yes, you got McClain, who's pitching great, and Jonah Tong gives you a fun start last night against a good offense. Bad team overall, but good offense in that Marlins team. And Peterson going today, but there's too many question marks, too many mysteries on this Mets team for me to fully buy in. And if you listen to the great Chris McMonagle before me, C-Mac, I agree with him. Like, I'm rooting for this team. I'm in. I'm invested. I'm emotionally invested. I'm excited every night to watch them play. But I am not getting ahead of myself with this Mets team because there's just too many question marks. Too many mysteries, too many uncertainties for me to completely buy into them like I do with the Yankees right now. And we'll get to the Yankees in a bit. But with this Mets team, starting with the rotation, sure, we've had a great first few starts for McClain. He's been absolutely dominant. And then Jonah Tong last night gives you a great start and gave you a lot to be impressed with. You know, he goes out there. And in a weird circumstances, dealing with adversity, not necessarily in the runs, you know, in the game, but the fact that he goes and pitches and it took him an hour to throw 15 pitches. So that's something new for him to deal with, probably. That's something that every pitcher has to learn to deal with. But that's a great, you know, aspect. The offense is red hot. So there's all these things to be excited about. Alonso, Soto, Lindor, Vientos, all red hot. Marte, red hot. You get Peterson going today. But you sit here and you try to figure out what you could count on with this Mets team. And for me, the two big question marks, or three big question marks, but the two big guys at the beginning of this rotation that were supposed to be your A, your 1A and 1B starters in Manaea and Senga are question marks. You have two rookies that you're now counting on. The fan base is putting the weight of their entire season on these two rookies. They're question marks. The bullpen is a question mark. Five guys in the lineup, and I honestly, can we all trust Vientos yet? Yes, he's been red hot. They're question marks. There's very few certainties with this Mets team. And that's why it's hard for me to get ahead of myself. It's tough for me to sit here. Yes, they own the Phillies. Yes, that's great. And maybe they don't have the perceived adversaries like the Yankees do, where, you know, their fan base overreacts about what they've done against the Blue Jays and the Red Sox this year. But with this Mets team, who can you count on in the rotation? Peterson. A lot of you don't count on him. Clay Holmes has been their second most reliable starting pitcher. I hate to break it to you guys. If he wasn't a former relief pitcher, most of you would not be complaining about him the way you do. And yes, we're all waiting for the wheels to fall off because he's never pitched this many games. He's never been this deep into the season. But he is your second most reliable starting pitcher. I'm sorry. Until we see more from the two rookies, I can't count on them. And I'm not saying I'm not happy with what I've seen. I'm not telling you not to believe in them, not to get excited. It's going to be must-watch television every time these guys take the mound. But in the rotation, there's two guys you can rely on. Really one for most of you in this fan base, and that's Peterson. In the bullpen, there's two guys you can rely on. Some of you will say, Raley, I like Soto, Gregory Soto. But it's really Rogers and Diaz. And one of those guys hasn't even been here the whole year. And then for the lineup, no matter their struggles, I always trust Lindor and Alonso and Soto. As much as I've been hard on Alonso and Soto in the past, I always trust them. But those are the only three guys you could count on in the lineup. Brandon Nimmo, you cannot. Jeff McNeil's too inconsistent. I am as big a Marte guy as you can be. And he's been their best hitter now for a month. Can you honestly count on him, though? Can you count on Vientos? So again, there is too many question marks with this Mets team for me to truly believe in them. And again, of course, matchups make everything. If they somehow finish, you know, they're third in the wild card and they get the Phillies in the first round, yeah, anything's possible. At that point, you beat them and you get the momentum going. And if just getting in is your ticket to making a run, fine. You'd rather be in than not. But the goal wasn't just to make the playoffs. This team had World Series aspirations. And right now, I'm not allowing myself to buy into that. You get nothing out of the catcher position. Third base, up until the last, you know, 2.5 weeks, you've gotten nothing. Center field, nothing. Left field, nothing. Outside of 1 month from Nimmo in June. There's too many uncertainties. And I'm excited. I love the way they're playing right now. And every night, every win is going to slowly get me back in the fully believing in them. And yes, I'm still invested. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. You know, two more wins, I'll be drinking the Kool-Aid. Their season is honestly going to come down to their road trip to start September, visiting the Tigers, the Reds, and the Phillies. You know, if they start off hot and you beat up on a Tigers team that seems to be fading just a bit, you beat up on a Tigers team, and that's a big if, sure, I'll start to believe a little bit. And the Reds are not a good team. They should have been running away with this wild card for a long time. And yes, the division is completely in play. Do I believe they're going to win it? No. You know, if this was different circumstances, if you flip the script and everything is the same, but this is last year, the way they were playing going into September, totally different. But that's not, they've been playing good baseball as of late, yes. Three straight series wins if they win today. you know, four out of their last five series if they win this game against the Marlins today. Or actually, no. They have to win both games. I'm an idiot. Reoccurring theme on the Anthony Gallo Show. But I'm not going to sit here and really think that they can achieve the ultimate goal that they set out for just yet. I need to see something from Senga tomorrow. I need to see, and I don't need to see Manaea go six innings. I just need to see Manaea be good. You know, give us another good start, and I'll start to believe in you a bit. For Senga, he's got a lot of work to do. There is no excuse for him not to go to the sixth inning, seventh inning. They have a six-man rotation now. There's absolutely no excuse for Kodai Senga not to step up and start showing that he is a legit major league starting pitcher. He's back to comfortability where he was in Japan, six-man rotation. He's healthy. At least if you're out there, you're healthy enough. For Manaea, I never expected him to come back and be a six-inning pitcher when he's pitching hurt. He's got loose bodies in his arm. Stuff is floating around in there. I just need to see him be consistently good. And you guys hear me say this a lot on this station, that it's 2025 and the expectation that pitchers should be going six, seven innings every start. It's just not the way it is anymore. But you can't have four out of your five starters only give you five innings a start. You know, if you have your three through five guys are only giving you five innings, fine. But when Senga, Manaea, and Clay Holmes have not been able to consistently go five or more innings, it hurts you. We cannot trust that Nolan McLean is just the answer. I believe he's a stud. He's also made three major league starts. Jonah Tong, again, more of a modern version of a young pitcher. He's not going to give you more than five, six innings. But I need to see consistency from Manaea. I need to see Senga go out there and pitch like the guy he was in 2023 and the first 2 months of this season. I need to see him battle through adversity. You know, David Peterson, I've always been a Peterson guy. You know, everyone used to laugh at me. I've also seen him, you know, just by chance, have seen him pitch a million times in person. So I began to love him starting in 2022. David Peterson is the perfect example of a guy who could battle through adversity. If he gives up three runs, he's still going seven innings, six innings. We've seen him battle almost into the eighth inning after giving up four runs. Senga's got to be better. Manaea has to be better. And I'm going to refrain from getting ahead of myself until I see something reliable. You have two rookies. One's made three starts. One made his debut last night. You have two guys. Your two eyes, obviously they're not breaking the bank on Manaea and Senga, but your two highest paid starting pitchers have not really been somebody to rely on this year. Your bullpen, Helsley stinks. Garrett, you know, obviously hurt, and you hope that the injury is why he fell off so much, but he stinks. Stanek stinks. I like Gregory Soto. You can't count on him. You can't count on Brooks Raley, in my opinion. So again, a bullpen full of mysteries. Rogers and Diaz. So we've named seven guys on a 26-man roster that you can rely on. It's not enough for me. Is it enough for you? 888-808-1019.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's a lot of work to do here. Yeah, they're five up on the Reds. And they sit two back of the Padres. So in all actuality, everything is, as the cliche goes, everything's right in front of them. They're five back of the Phillies. They play them four more times. They end their season. Yes, they have a gauntlet of a schedule. You know, they have that, like I said, they play the Marlins two games, and then they go on the road for 10 games. Three against the Tigers, three against the Reds, three against the Phillies. And that Reds team is going to give you everything because it's going to be their last grasp at a playoff position. And then after that, they come home, the Rangers, who are not completely out of it. Yes, they're hanging on. They're 3.5 back. And then you play the Padres, and then you end the season at home against the, well, your home closer series against the Nationals. And then you get the Cubs before you wrap up against the Marlins in Miami. This is not, yeah, sure, you could look at this and say, well, they have two of their last three series against bad teams. Yeah, well, is that going to be enough at that point to do anything more than just get that last wild card? I am reserved, honestly, when they come home after wrapping up that road trip on September 12th, I will have a better picture of how much I can believe in this team. But if Senga and Minaya give you nothing, and again, I believe in Minaya. I just don't think he's going to be able to give you much more than 4 or 5 innings a night. But if Senga and Minaya give you nothing, and either of these young men, they are young men, these pitchers fall off, they're in trouble. Right now, there's one guy in the postseason I rely on, and that's Peterson. And he doesn't have much postseason experience. So where are we with this Mets team? And it's okay to be positive about them. I'm just not there yet. I'm excited. I'm invested every night, but I am not there yet. 888-808-1019. John in Red Bank, you kick us off. What's going on, John?
How you doing? Good morning. Good afternoon. About the Mets, as far as the Raley's been very consistent last year. I think he's pretty good.
Yeah, I listen, I don't want to tell you that I dislike Raley. I just, you know, he had a rough go of it to start, you know, the end July and to start August, and I'm just not ready to be like, oh, I trust him every night.
My question is this. What's Mendoza thinking, bringing the catcher at the pitch when you're winning by 10 runs? What, you try to rub it in somebody's face? You don't do stuff like that. That's Bush.
I mean, it's the way the teams handle it now. It's just, I don't think it was a Bush League thing. I think it's he's trying to not waste it. I appreciate the call, John. I don't think it was Bush League. I think that's what teams do now. I got a little nervous. You know, he gives up that third home run. I'm like, okay, you know, this is a team that's blown leads before. And yes, Brooks Raley, I want to, again, I'm not trying to put him in the same category as the non-Rodgers or Diaz pitchers in that bullpen. And he's been very good his last five outings. There are just moments where I don't necessarily trust him. And again, he's only given us 14 innings or whatever it is, 14 outings. As far as the Torrens thing, that's just what teams do now. And honestly, I didn't hate it. Like, this bullpen is overtaxed. Give him a break for one night. I've seen it before. I don't think I've seen it. I think last year is the first time I started seeing it. When you get these gigantic leads and the team up is pitching the position player, I can tell you this much. I could have closed my eyes and you could have told me that was Helsley on the mound and I would have believed you. 888-808-1019. Anthony Gallo on the Fan. We keep this show rocking. We'll get back into the Mets conversation. Are you believing in this team? And it's okay to do that, but are you ready to commit to this team? Because I'm not. All that on the Fan. Anthony Gallo, back after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.